welcome Parsha Dem, where we have the laws about the various chagim. Some of the kriyot, the leanings we have for various chagim come from Parsha Dem. And in the middle of the leaning for Parsha Dem, in the middle of all the regalim, we have the laws of peya and other matanot aniyim. So, while you're doing katsira, right, it's talking about chag katsir, upcoming chag of Shavuot. So at the same time, it warns you about peya. So Rav Moshe Feinstein asks in the Darash Moshe, why in the middle of the laws of the regalim, this day you don't do malacha, that day you don't do malacha, it's kodesh, it's chol, all the various laws, this day you eat matzah, that day you don't eat, you eat chametz. So all the laws of the chagim, and in the middle, all of a sudden, we have the laws of the matanot aniyim. Why would that be? So to answer that, let's first go back to Yesod. It's earlier on the page of the Daf Makarot. There was another question Rav Moshe Feinstein asked, which was why, when it says Moadei Hashem Asher Tirkru Otam Moadam, and the end of the pasuk is about Sheshet Yamim Tasem Lacha. So what's the why is Shabbos being brought up now regarding the Moadot? So Rashi there comments on Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Bet, Ma'in Yan Shabbat Eitzal Moadot. What's the connection between Shabbat and the Moadim? If you keep Yontif, we say it's like you kept Shabbos. If you don't keep Yontif, we say it's like you're being Mechalel Shabbat. What's the big message here? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says the Yesod there is that Shabbos we know to be Edut about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day. So when we keep Shabbat, what are we saying? We're saying, we believe that Hashem is the one who made the world, and we believe he's the one who runs the world. It's not only that he made the world, that he runs the world. Everyone else is going out and doing business on the seventh day, and the world is still going, and everyone else, and we're missing out. But if you have the proper emunah, that not only one, Hashem made the world. Two, that he still runs it. Because even if you say he made the world, he says, you could still say the mistake, okay, but now Masar B'yad HaCherem, now it's up to everybody else. Malachim, Rasari Mala, the nature, it doesn't matter what you do. Yes, I believe he made the world. No, that's not enough. It's one, that he made the world. Two, that he still runs the world. If you have proper belief in that, so then, of course, you'll keep Shabbat. You would never have a temptation to work on Shabbat. Maybe I won't have enough money. Hashem is the one who makes sure we have enough money. And therefore, I'm going to keep Shabbat. It's not going to influence whether or not I have enough money. So he said the same idea is true regarding the Moadim. Therefore, you also need a certain level of munah to believe Hashem is running the world and running the agricultural cycle, and therefore keeping the Moadim is like keeping Shabbat, and that it's also a sign of our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With that in mind, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, we can also explain our original question. Why is it mentioned in the mitzvah Peah, the Matnot Aniyim, right in the middle of all the laws of the Chagim, of all the Moadim? And the answer is that it also has to do with your emunah. What? Whether or not you're going to give tzedakah? If you understand that Hashem gave you this money in order to give you the aniyim, Hashem is saying, I'm going to give you enough food in your crop, in your yield, so that you can leave over the corners of the field for the ani. So you also have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. The fact that I'm giving tzedakah is taloya mayamuna. I have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's mashpia tova. I have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to give the tzedakah. And therefore, this tzedakah I'm giving is really payment to Hashem as thanking Him for what He's given me. So I'm giving it to the ani, but really, this is my thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it shouldn't even be a nisayon. I know it comes from Hashem. Hashem said, take this and give it to the ani. Just like if I have a store, okay, I own a store, so I'm going to pay rent to the landlord. Why am I going to pay the rent to the landlord? Because if I don't pay rent to the landlord, I'm not going to have a store. So too, I'm going to give this tzedakah to the ani. Because if I don't give tzedakah to the ani, I'm not going to have my parnasa. I'm not going to have my needs. That's a level of belief in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that I have to believe in a Kaddish Baruch Hu providing for me and giving me and me paying this tzedakah is my payment to him, no less than it makes sense to me that I have to pay my rent to my landlord. And therefore, even more so, I'm not giving it for my own. You know, in the landlord mashal, I'm giving my money to pay the landlord for the right to use the space. Here it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It all comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I'm giving you from, as David HaMelech said, what I'm giving you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to this tzedakah is really yours. What am I? I'm just the guardian of it. And with that in mind, we can also explain what Rashi says here, that the din of Leket, right in the middle of the Moadim, teaches us that just like we said, just like Rashi there said, why is Shabbat mentioned in the middle of the Moadim? Because if you keep Yontif, it's like you kept Shabbat, which Moshe Feinstein explained was an example of Emunah. So Rashi here tells us that why is Leket in the middle of the Moadim? Because if you keep the laws of the Matnon and the Yim, it's like you built the Beit HaMikdash and brought Korbanot. Now that's very nice. I kept the laws of Matnon and the Yim, so therefore it's like I built the Beit HaMikdash. Tamua HaShaychut, says Moshe Feinstein. What's the connection? What does one have to do with the other? Well, the Navi tells us, Navi Yishayahu, Perek Aleph Yishayahu, B'Shaveh B'Tzedakah. How are we going to redeem ourselves? How are we going to get back to the Beit HaMikdash? By giving tzedakah. In other words, when you give tzedakah properly, the right amount, according to your means and your ability, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have built the Beit HaMikdash. The problem is, not everyone is as good as you. If everybody did it, if everybody was exercising tzedakah mishpat, of course, then everybody would be, we would have the Beit HaMikdash. But not everybody is. So therefore, the door is not roi for this. And therefore, the Beit HaMikdash is still not being built. But for you, you who gives the right appropriate amount of tzedakah, the Beit HaMikdash should have been built. And you should have been bringing korbanot. You should have no more impediments to stop you from bringing korbanot. Because you giving the right amount of tzedakah means you're worthy to have the Beit HaMikdash built. And you should be able to go bring a korban. So when you give the right amount of tzedakah, Kaddish Baruch Hu gives you the schar as though you did build the main HaMikdash and bring the korbanot. So with these lessons in Emunah in mind, that everything comes from Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kaddish Baruch Hu is the one who's providing for us. And he says that we have to give these matnon ha'nayim, we have to leave the peah, and we have to leave the leket, and we have to make sure to provide appropriately for all the aniyim. And we know that you can't possibly have a yontif if there are aniyim who don't have enough for their yontif. That's Paskal Halacha in the Rambam. So you have that all in mind, then you know that you're supposed to be giving tzedakah. And therefore, just like Shabbat is a sign of our Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like the Moadim are a sign of our Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to the Matnon Aniyim are a sign of our Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's really the one controlling everything. And therefore, it makes sense that right in the middle of the laws of the Moadim, we have the laws of Leket, Shikha, Peah, and other Matanot Aniyim. So, we should all be Zocha to give Tzedakah appropriately in the right amount, and with the right Machshava, that understanding that really this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us in order to give it to the Aniyim, and we shouldn't have any lack of Emunah in that regard. And that schut should be omit klai Yisrael, shkoyach k'chavos.